Hello, Power Achievers, and welcome to Designing Your Life Today. This is everybody's favorite goal achievement strategist, Pat Counsell, and you're listening to Tone It Up Tuesday. Wow, great topic. Our topic is how physical fitness sharpens your edge, and it's all about strengthening your resolve to achieve. Hey, there's our theme for the month, strengthening your resolve to achieve. And so we're going to talk about kind of things about exercise that will hopefully inspire you to stay the course when it comes to exercising. This isn't about you dropping down to a size 2. This isn't about you having more muscles than Hercules. Has anybody ever seen Hercules? I don't know. He's like a myth, I believe. But he had a lot of muscles. So anyway, or Samson. And so this isn't about that. Of course, that those are pluses, those are bonuses, don't get me wrong. But this is all about you understanding how physical fitness sharpens your edge and your ability to achieve. What can it do for your life? And so if you want to win, then you must constantly work at strengthening your power cores. And periodically, I talk about the power cores on this show because that's kind of the basis for designing your life today. It's also the basis for achievement and having that exciting life and doing life with power. Everything we touch, everything we see, everything we are is about our energy. And we have to understand what controls that energy. Just as we understand that if you don't put gas in the car, it's not going to make it. Okay, eventually it's going to shut down. So our energy, we have to understand what do we have to feed our energy so that it drives us forward. So we're going to talk about that a little bit today. So when you put those power cores into play, you want to understand that the emotional, mental, physical, spiritual, all of those things, and spiritual to me being the most important. So those, the orders that I've listed, that emotional, mental, physical, spiritual, in no way reflects which one is more important than the other. So the point that I'm getting to here is that today we're going to put our attention on the physical. Now, part of being physically fit is about strengthening your body through exercise and eating right. Now, there are other things that go into your physical fitness, such as getting enough sleep and laughing. That contributes to your physical fitness. So there are things that's the importance of entertainment. Sometimes people, oh wow, who wants to sit around and watch a bunch of people sing and dance and laugh and that's just a waste of time. No, that's contributing to your physical fitness. Laughter is a big deal, but we're not here to talk about that today. We're going to focus on the exercise part and the eating right part. And when you think about that, this is a great way to position yourself for more strength in your life. Exercise and eating right is about more than the obvious reason, which is doing this so I can live longer. And of course, doing this so I can be super fine and so I can look really good. And so when I step up, people are going to say, wow, who's that? Or so if I were a man, which I'm not, and if I were, I could be like a hunk and women would look at me when I walk by. Okay, I confess, I don't know about the rest of you guys, but I look. I'm just saying, that's why they're there, all right? That's why they look so good, because, you know, I'm off subject, right? All right, get back on topic. Okay, here we go. So the thing is that you want to understand that exercise and eating is about more than the obvious reason. So, or reasons. It's about more than a longer life. And it's about more than, of course, looking like, you know, super fine. All right, so the thing is, you want to understand that, yes, we want the longer life. Yes, we want to look our best physically. But we also need to understand that the purpose for the longer life is so that you can achieve and so that you can serve your purpose. That's what it's about. It's about you having enough energy so you can carry out all those amazing thoughts and ideas that you have for your life. All the great things that you want to put into someone else's life. All of the times when perhaps you're watching television or people are talking and you say, you know what, I could do that better. If only they would do this, this, and this. This would improve on that. All of those things is why you need your good health. why you want to exercise. It strengthens your resolve. Your energy goes to a whole nother level. And so you want to think about how when you are stronger physically, you are able to actually, it just becomes a lot easier to serve your purpose. It becomes a lot easier for you to jump out of bed in the morning and be excited about your life. It becomes a lot easier for you to maintain your concentration, your focus on where you're headed and what you're doing. So you can make all of this happen when you're feeling good. And yeah, and when you look the part of a healthy, happy person. So think about what exercising and eating right can do for your body internally. Think about that. So it's more than just the outside. So think about what it can do for you internally. Think about what it can do for your brain. And think about how it can boost your energy. We all need energy to achieve and to manifest our best. So if you're not manifesting your best, if you're not on this level where you're achieving so much and getting to where it is you want to be, then you might want to check your physical power core. How strong are you? And if you're one of those people that walk around, well, you know, I was born with sinuses and I have sinuses. If you're one of those, now, I'm not making fun of you because you might have sinuses, but here's what I'm saying. Get it fixed. Do what you need to do so that you can be your very best, so that your energy can come forward. Okay, because having sinuses is, that's not a feel-good thing. All right, the sinus headaches that come with that. Yeah, you guys feel it? You see where I'm going? Yeah, been there, done that. But I made a decision that these things will not shut me down for the entire day. It's not going to ruin my life. I'm not going to walk around and tell 10 other people, yes, I have a sinus head. Oh my goodness. My head, ouch, that really hurts. My head hurts, you know. I mean, like they can fix it. They can't. Okay, all you're doing is reinforcing the idea that you are not as strong as you could be, or as strong as you really are on the inside. So the point is, get that stuff fixed and move on from it. Did I hurt anybody's feelings? Did that sting a bit? I try to keep it light. So the point is that you want to pay attention to the whole exercising, eating thing. And as I said, this is not about how slim you and trim you are. Okay. This is not about wearing a size 2. This is not about the guy being the hunk with the square shoulders. This is about you being your best when it comes to your physical fitness. This is about you paying attention to what you eat. Now think about this, because we all need that energy to achieve and manifest our best. Have you ever thought about what foods can do for your body? What foods and exercise can really do for you? So think about exercise. So we'll see what can exercises really do that will help you achieve more. Well, first of all, we know that exercising, it can make you feel happier because your body secretes those endorphins. Secondly, we know it can help you with weight loss, which means you're not going to have to deal with a lot of other physical issues such as diabetes and heart disease. And so nobody has time to deal with those things if they don't have to. Okay. And so the thing is that, and it's not about whether these things kind of you attack your body. This is about you. If you say, well, I already have diabetes, or, you know, yeah, my heart. If you say those things, listen, don't buy into the idea that this thing is like a growth on you that you've adopted. Okay. Do something about it. You know, so exercise can help you with your weight loss. It can be good for your muscles and your bones. And of course, it increases your energy level. Remember, we need energy to achieve and manifest. And so it can reduce all kind of risks of different chronic diseases. Okay, it's good for your skin health. Okay, it's good for your brain health, meaning your memory and your focus and everything else. So those are a lot of benefits. And all of those benefits are necessary in order for you to achieve the goals that you've set, in order for you to have that energy and to be excited. And so you know what? You can have the best goal ever. And your goal could be one where when you achieve it, or if you achieved it, you would, and in this case I'm saying if you achieved it, you would solve so many of the problems in the world. Okay. And I did intentionally say problems. Most of the time I use the word challenge. Okay. But you would be able to solve all or some big problems that exist within our society. But because you're not feeling quite up to it, you procrastinate. And you don't want to procrastinate, but you do it because you don't feel as good as you could, as good as you should, as good as you'd like to feel. So keep that in mind, that when it comes to exercising, it goes beyond just having that gorgeous body, which is great. And it goes beyond just you positioning yourself to live this long life. Okay, you need the long life to get the goals going and to keep them going. But the point that I'm making is that you want to exercise so you can get that energy flow going and really kind of minimize all of the different health problems that can come as a result of not exercising. And remember, I have to say this because it's Tone It Up Tuesday. Talk to your doctor before you jump out there and start running a marathon or doing any major exercises, okay? What I'm sharing with you is, first of all, things that I know that work for me, okay? Secondly, I'm sharing the concept and ideas about energy and exercise based on me studying the information, doing my research, because I want to take my energy to a whole nother level. So I learn these things that will help me, and I pass some of these things on to you. How about that? All right, let's talk about food really quickly before we wrap it up. Can you imagine what leafy greens can do for your body? Think about it. Leafy greens and beets. I know a lot of people don't like beets, but you know, I've come to make them my friend. So the thing is that I put them in my smoothies. So, you know, with strawberries and mango. And so they're absolutely delicious by the time I'm finished. So the thing is that when it comes to leafy greens, eating those leafy greens that a lot of people don't like to eat, they're good for you. For building your body's natural defenses. I mean, leafy greens, they have vitamin C, according to my research. They have vitamin C for your healthy skin and your bones. I mean, can you imagine having your bones be so weak, so frail, and so dense to the point where there's very little that you can do? You can't run, you can't really exercise, you can't move, and you can't even stand up straight because of that. So you really want to think about what leafy greens can do and what kind of good health it can contribute to your body. I mean, leafy greens have vitamin K, and you need that because vitamin K will actually help your body heal itself a lot quicker, which is neat, because even if you kind of get afflicted with something, you're going to heal a lot faster because you've been eating right. The leafy green vegetables, they're rich in potassium and iron. And I don't know about you guys, but I've been anemic for as far back as I can remember, or as far back as I've been told. But I didn't accept the fact that I am anemic. Okay, so what I do is I eat foods that are rich in iron. And as a result, I'm not anemic. So I don't buy into these kinds of things. Okay. So having been told this still doesn't mean that I'm going to buy into that. It doesn't mean I'm going to accept that. It means I'm going to do my best to take control of my own destiny. Why? Because when my iron is low, there's no real strong productive energy being produced. Okay. I'm not going to manifest much because lack of iron makes me sleepy, and it's going to make you sleepy too. I'm guessing it will. Of course it will. See, we're like the same, right? We're there. So the point that I'm getting to is that I eat the leafy green vegetables, spinach, which is one of my favorites. Amazing. You know how I love spinach. That Popeye was onto something. Yeah, if you're listening to this and you're saying, who's Popeye? Google it. Look it up on the internet. And you'll find out who Popeye is. Great cartoon. So he was onto something about eat your spinach. And I really love spinach. So it's full of iron. Okay, so you kind of get where I'm going here. And so I mentioned beets, and just a little bit really quickly, you know, beets are high in immune boosting vitamin C, which we need vitamin C. And now, of course, from what I read, you don't want to take in too much vitamin C. But the important thing about beets, or what I really want to mention, is that they're good for your bones, your liver, your kidneys, and your pancreas. And of course, beets, they also contain the B vitamin folate, which helps reduce the risk of birth defects. Now, for those of you that are interested in having a baby, those women, then there you have it. Suck those beets down. But we're here to talk more about how the foods can help you achieve. Okay, that's kind of a goal, right? So you have a baby and the goal is to have a healthy baby. And so, yeah, so you want to eat your beets. So the point is that I just use the leafy greens and the beets as an example of some of the foods that you can eat that will contribute to having your body kind of operate at its peak, peak health, so that you can achieve more and so that you can be strong in your resolve to achieve. When we don't feel good, when we feel weak, when we feel sick or something, we get a cold or something, we really don't think about achieving. We just think about getting better. And so when you take care of your body through exercises and eating right, now that's not where your attention is. You are at an all-time high because your energy is high. So your attention is on achieving. I can tell you the few times when I have had some kind of, let's say, illness, temporary illness that, you know, jumped on me, like the few times I've had the flu in my life, it's not a good feeling. And I'm not thinking about achieving, and don't let this hurt your feelings, but I'm not thinking about doing a podcast, and I'm not thinking about any of that. I'm thinking about getting better. I just want to stay in the bed. And as a result, my resolve to achieve my goals, so not happening. Okay, not there. And if it's there, it's like way low, buried under all kind of stuff. Okay. And so that's the importance of really paying attention to your health. And that's how physical fitness can sharpen your edge. And of course, if you're not taking care of yourself, how physical fitness can dull your edge. So you want to keep that in mind. And when you are feeling great, have you ever noticed how people who achieve a lot are, they really pay attention to their health, and a lot of them are really fit. And when I say fit, once again, I always have to put this in there. I'm not talking about like a size 2. That just means they're slim or they have a petite frame. That's what that means. Because I know some people, and I don't know them personally, but they don't look like a size 2 because we can look and see that. But we know that they pay attention to their health, or we believe that they pay attention to their health. Why? They have the glow. They kind of constantly put their attention on it. Oprah Winfrey is one of those examples. And so constantly putting her attention on her health because she has a propensity toward gaining weight fairly easily. And so, and I get it, Oprah. Believe me, I get it. So the thing is that she understands the power of paying attention to her health so that she can sharpen her edge. And she's pretty sharp. I'm just saying. And there are lots of others like that. So think about that. Look at the successful people that you know and people who've achieved things in the areas that you want to achieve in. And take a look at them and see, are they physically fit? Do they pay attention to their health? And if you say, yeah, I'm kind of thinking of somebody right now, like they could stand to lose some weight. They could stand to, you know, look a lot better, and they don't look that great, but they've achieved. Recognize this, go back in time a little bit. See if you can find some earlier pictures of them when they were younger and when they were are in the process of achieving something great. And you're going to find that they were not overweight and that didn't have the poor health. You're going to find that they were in pretty good shape because their energy had to be at a higher level. That's my story. I'm sticking to it. I believe that wholeheartedly. So This is how physical fitness can sharpen your edge. Listen, you guys, that's all I have for you today. But as we wrap up for today, I want to remind you, hey, eat your vegetables. No, I'm kidding. But I just want to remind you that we have lots of resources for you. You can check out our website at designingyourlifetoday.com/healthy-happy. And you can see what we have there for you on that page as it relates to physical fitness. And for those of you that have a sweet tooth, we got a couple of nice surprises on that page for you. So check out some of those recipes. You know, I'm there with you. Okay, the sweet tooth thing. I've been good, though. I haven't had sweets in a while. And so we're going to continue to bring you this kind of information, and we're going to continue to put resources on our healthy and happy section of our site so that you can strengthen your resolve to achieve, and you can become so physically fit until you are super sharp. Hey, you guys, enjoy this Tone It Up Tuesday and do life with power.